Here in the U.S., the prospect of war or a terrorist attack has created undeniable tension. This week, we're hearing from Americans in different parts of the country and in different places in their lives about their anxieties. Today, Kelly Kerwin, the wife of a Marine and the mother of five children.
Drop the duct tape and step away from the plastic, is a phrase my husband and I heard on talk radio one night here in El Paso. Charles and I chuckled to each other at the time, but the thoughts of what if never really left the back of my mind. El Paso is the home of Fort Bliss, an Army post that houses the Patriot missile. I am one of the lucky ones that has a husband wearing a uniform who is still home, for now anyway. It doesn't stop some of the anxiety and fear about what's happening, though. Pictures in the news shoot me back to November 1990, when I said goodbye to my Marine husband holding my 9-week-old baby. He was leaving for an unspecified amount of time for the Persian Gulf. As I kissed my husband goodbye, I was afraid of becoming a 22-year-old widow with an infant daughter. When I left the airport that day, my thoughts were for my husband's safety, not mine. Today, the spouses of Marines that I know drive back to their homes not only worried about their Marines' safety, but also about their own and their children's. This time, the conflict is psychologically being fought on two fronts, the one abroad and the one at home. Today, the wife of a Marine faces news of biological and chemical weapons, terrorist attacks on soft targets like apartment buildings and shopping malls, and the uncertainty of when or where those strikes might be made. She strives to hold her family together while her Marine snaps in and marks time in the sand. One of my friends, married to a soldier, not only worries about her husband's safe return, but also how she will care for her small children in the event terrorists target her city. She must face protecting her family on American soil alone without her soldier. Her soldier deploys, wondering and worrying about the same thing. As a more seasoned spouse of a Marine, I too must keep fear and panic at bay. So maybe I won't drop the duct tape or step away from the plastic. Perhaps I will make sure I have a supply of food and water, and yes, my family does have an emergency plan. While the world watches and waits for the drums of war to beat, I have children to care for and bills to pay. I could sit here in my corner of Southwest Texas and be paralyzed with fear, but I have dishes to wash and diapers to change. It is a fine line we as military spouses walk between thriving and surviving. Military spouses often live with little control over major aspects of their lives, like where we live or where our spouses are. The military life even affects what kind of career we can have. There is little room left to let fear take control of our hearts and minds. What little action I can take, I will. Once I have done all that I can to prepare and protect my family, I can then face the future, leaving the rest up to God.
Kelly Kerwin lives with her family in El Paso, Texas.